Ron's wand sparked and crackled like a dry piece of wood on the fire of the Great Hall. If he'd been alone, he might have backed down from the confrontation. But in front of Fleur Delacour and Victor Crumb? Never. Draco's eyes shone with a gleeful vindictiveness. He knew he had him backed into a corner.
Well, Weasley, we're waiting.
Ron stared coldly back at him, resolved to see this duel out. He raised his crippled wand, pointed it at Draco, and roared, Rictus Sempra!
Sun Tzu said,
the art of war is of vital importance to the state, and all warfare is based on deception. Hence, when able to attack, we must seem unable. When using our forces, we must seem inactive. When we are near, we must make the enemy believe we are far away. And when far away, we must make him believe we are near. Hold out baits to entice the enemy. Feign disorder and crush him. If he is secure at all points, be prepared for him. If he is superior in strength, evade him. If your opponent is of choleric temper, seek to irritate him. Pretend to be weak, that he may grow arrogant. Attack him where he is unprepared.
Brock is an odd sock. Everyone else has a pair, but Brock doesn't fit in anywhere. Brock asked a pair, "Can I roll with you? Doesn't it get boring just being two?" The socks took one look and said, "Us roll with you? No chance, Brock. Your colour's too blue." Brock sulked away, his mood slightly duller. Inside he felt hurt and as blue as his colour. You see, Brock believed what the socks said was true, and a small hole...